Let's talk about the 70-year-old patient you have who has CLL.
All right. Actually, I just looked at her chart today and she was born in 1921, so I think she's a little older than some. I couldn't believe she's a painter and she's active and she's in her 80s. So, we diagnosed her in 2000 with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and at that time she was asymptomatic. We followed her for 4 years. And in looking at that chart, I followed her for quite a while with a white count of 280,000. And her hemoglobin remained around 11 and a half, 12. Her platelets were about 114,000. And you know, if you start thinking about the RAI criteria for when do you treat patients, you treat them when they become anemic with a hemoglobin less than 11. You treat them when they become thrombocytopenic with a platelet count less than 100,000. You treat them if they start having systemic symptoms. And you treat them if their doubling time is, 3 to 6 months. And actually, she sat with a white count of 280,000 and 300,000 for 1 year before I finally bit the bullet and treated her. When her white count was 320,000, her hemoglobin dropped to 9.5 and her platelets were 103,000. She did not have a lot of bulky adenopathy. Very interesting. Remember, with the RAI classification, they never really looked at CAT scans. I look at CAT scans on all of my chronic lymphocytic leukemia patients because that does influence whether I treat them or not. I think bulky disease should be treated in these patients. So anyway, she did not have a lot of bulky disease, but she certainly had anemia, thrombocytopenia, and a high white count. So we treated her initially on a clinical trial in 2004 with a regimen of fludarabine, novantrone, and rituximab. And MD Anderson had done an early trial of FNR before they did their FCR trial. So we were trying to also do a similar trial.
So I guess she would have been in her early 80s. Did she have any cardiac history?
Atrial fibrillation on Coumadin. No heart attack, no angina, nothing else. A little osteoarthritis. That was her only problem. So we treated her with the FNR. She had 6 cycles of that. It's very similar to the FCR regimen. And she had a complete remission, actually.
How
That
did she
went from,
tolerate therapy?
believe it or not, she didn't end up in the hospital once. She did not have a neutropenic episode of fever. She had some cytopenias. We did use growth factors, and we put her on acyclovir and Bactrim during that treatment. She never ended up in the hospital with her FNR regimen. She did well for another 2 years, and
So
then
she responded?
Yes, very nice response, and stayed in a response for 2 years. Not as long as we see with FCR, but she did okay for 2 years. And then she relapsed and had some symptoms at that time. The LDH was up a little bit and just mainly fatigue. She was anemic and a little thrombocytopenic. So then we put her on the FCR regimen. Now, this is very gutsy because remember, the FCR is not well tolerated in patients over the age of 65. And we certainly recommend it usually for younger patients, but I didn't have a clinical trial. She was physiologically young, and so we gave her FCR for 4 months, and she did very well again. She had some thrombocytopenia, a little bit of anemia, but not enough to transfuse her, and did well with growth factors, and that was a complete remission. We stopped after 4 cycles because I was afraid to go further because her platelet count never recovered to 100,000 again. She was in complete remission now until just this past November. And what happened this November is I didn't think anything of it. Counts were good. Her examination was negative. She asked me to look at a bump on her shoulder. And she said, "This has just sort of gotten bigger over the past month, and I don't know what it is." And it was an obvious mass on her left shoulder. It was about 8 centimeters by 4 centimeters. I cannot remember feeling that in the past. And I went back and looked at some old CAT scans, and she had a CAT scan in July, just 4 or 5 months ago. And they mentioned a soft tissue fullness in her left scapular area, which I hadn't noted on the CAT scan. I just noted that there were no lymph nodes and no liver and spleen. And so I said, "Well, we have to biopsy that." And we just biopsied it, and it's a diffuse large B cell. And
wow.
The rest of her CAT scans are normal, and her bone marrow has no chronic lymphocytic leukemia in it. So I am calling this a Richter's transformation in a patient with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And actually, at Richter's transformation, we all hear about it and we think it's terrible and most patients die within 6 months. But we have seen some localized Richter's, and we've seen also localized transformation in the follicular lymphomas, and sometimes they respond very well. And so I elected again to treat her with R-CHOP. And she's had her first cycle, which was tough on her. She very fatigued. No febrile neutropenia, dropped the ANC down to about 700. She received growth factors, and she just went through her second cycle. I have to tell you, the mass has disappeared. And so I doubt I'm going to go through more than three cycles of this. I may consider some local radiation to that area.
Any other options that you considered in her therapy?
Well, you know, if she were that age and had comorbid conditions, I probably would have given a little local radiation. I would have tried maybe rituximab, which probably wouldn't have done too much. But, you know, Richter's transformation is very interesting. There's not a lot of literature on it, and we don't have a lot of cases. And, you know, if you look in the literature, it says it occurs in about 3 to 5% of patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I'm sure it occurs much more often. It's just we don't biopsy patients enough. They don't go to autopsy enough, but I'm sure it's a higher incidence than that. And usually a generalized Richter's would present with fevers, night sweats, bulky adenopathy, elevated LDH. So this, I thought, was just a very interesting chronic lymphocytic leukemia patient who's done beautifully, older patient who tolerated therapy, and now she has a very unusual extranodal Richter syndrome.